It's lovely to make your acquaintance.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Bishop FM.
Thank you.
Susan, can we start with you? What is community peer mentoring? What is it? We're not quite sure what it means.
What it means is actually working with people in the community who may be isolated or vulnerable or possibly potentially victims of crime. And what we do is we work with them, our mentors kind of in the community, to help them kind of come back into, kind of reintegrated them back into society.
Now, Jim, if I can turn to you on this one. Community peer mentoring is being rolled out across County Durham.
That's right. Yes.
At the moment. How did it all come about? Where did it start, though?
Well, it started Ron Hogg, the Police and Crime and Victims Commissioner. They've done a lot of work around restorative justice, i.e. bringing people who, you know, it might be neighbours who had a dispute. And what he identified, he'd like to actually engage with people who might have particular issues, whether it's perceived or real, of being vulnerable and isolated, and engage with them before it got to the point where they might end up doing something wrong or end up in the criminal justice system. So he asked me to take on the project, and we had a look across the country, and I thought, well, this would be easy, you know, I'll cut and paste whatever anybody else has ever done and we'll go from there, only to find out that actually it had never been tried anywhere else in the UK. So we started from the very beginning. We looked at people who, for no fault of their own, it might be circumstances, whether it's a divorce, somebody passing away, being made redundant, or actually being in a position where they're made to feel vulnerable and isolated because of circumstances, perhaps watching the news too much, and they then become more and more contained within their house. Everything becomes a problem, an issue, because they don't necessarily have somebody to talk to. And on the basis of that, people start to ring the police more often, they might go to the GPs more often. And the idea is to put our volunteers in and get down to what the root cause of what the real issues are for that individual. So everybody is treated differently, everybody's given support, we're always there, but we go at the pace the individual wants. And that's the real difference with perhaps professionals in your life. If they come from a medical background or a policing background, they say, you need to do this. The whole idea is it's for the individual to decide where they want to go, how fast. It was described on one occasion as teaching a child to ride a bike, that it's up to the child how fast, how slow, when they put the brakes on, whether they turn left or right. We're there just to hold the saddle. And so they decide what they want to do. We offer that support. And on the basis of that, if they come up and say, I would like to try something or do something differently, myself and Susan will then go out and try and source where that is, signpost them onto the correct areas, and then get the person back into society to empower them to make their own decisions.
So this role that you have both now assumed, peer mentoring, do the two of you, between you, try to cover a huge area?
Well, we started off in Darlington for several reasons. One thing is that Ron Hogg said we can start in a contained area, and everything, as everybody knows, in Darlington, there's lots of things in one place. So it was easier to start there.
Yeah.
But the intention has always been to roll out across the rest of County Durham. So we started there, and he basically said to me, prove that this works, rather than take over County Durham and find out that it doesn't work because it was too big. Start, prove the concept, and let's see how we can move on. And the results we have were outstanding. Some of the clients we've helped have come from all sorts of backgrounds, and it's been inspirational how these individuals have turned their lives around. They're saying it's because of us, but actually all they wanted was some guidance through the maze of whether it had been moving house with the council, with the DWP, with medical conditions, or actually coming to terms with things that had happened in their past. So once we did that in Darlington, he said, right, let's move it out across County Durham. So we're slowly invading County Durham, and we started middle of last year in Bishop Auckland, and the response from people in Bishop Auckland have been brilliant. Everybody from people who are volunteering to be peer mentors, but Joy Allen, one of the local councillors, has been a great advocate for us, very, very supportive. And she and Christine as well, putting us in contact with the people at the Four Clocks, and we now have a room there which we can utilise for our volunteers and for our clients to meet up if they want to meet somewhere more secluded to have discussions that might be sensitive and things like that. And now we're moving into into Spennymoor, Newton Aycliffe and Ferry Hill. And then by the summer, we're looking to move towards the coast because I thought it'd be nice to get to the coast come the summer rather than, you know, being stuck around Durham.
Smart move.
And then move into the north of the county, back end of next year. So he's given us a target of May 2018, he would like this project rolled out. So as we move forward, we want to get more and more volunteers. And I have to say, Susan has been fantastic. She's our main trainer. The feedback from everybody who's done the training, and we've got just under 50 volunteers now, has been amazing. They've learnt a lot, but it comes down to this lady here. She's got a great background in coaching and mentoring, and the methods that we use about the people that we've trained have said have helped them in their personal life. It's helped some of our mentors get jobs. And the one thing, if you would like to become a mentor, is the fact that it's whatever your background, whatever your age, we will take you on as a mentor. So some people might think, oh, well, I don't have a lot to offer. You've probably got life experiences that we could use, because when you're sat across the table from somebody who's in a difficult position, saying I've been there and I've been through this gives them confidence that they can get out of that dark place at the time. And so that's what Ron and Joy Allen have said to us. Well, let's move it forward. Let's make it bigger and help more and more people.
So, Susan, you're here from the community peer mentoring project.
Yeah, that's right.
In this section, we're going to learn about how volunteers can become involved, our listener right there now, sitting or standing there, driving or whatever our listener is doing right now, and they think, I think I might have a role in that.
Well, we would love to work with you if you do, mm-hmm. and if you are thinking about a role in community peer mentoring, because what we're looking for is really kind-hearted, motivated and enthusiastic individuals, really, to help support us, to help support vulnerable and isolated people right across County Durham and Darlington. And as Jim mentioned earlier, we're working with people now in the Bishop Auckland area as well. We welcome people from all backgrounds, any life experience as well. There's no barriers really to what you are or your past life. Really, we're happy to work with you and fundamentally give you the skills to mentor. And what we're finding from experience from the programme that we have designed is that it's helping people even in their personal lives, never mind when they're mentoring isolated and vulnerable people.
The last training we had, one of the ladies said it's actually improved the communication between her and her husband, which has got to be a plus.
Wow, that's got to be a plus.
So it's actually helping the mentors along the way.
Very much so. It's giving them their skills, because what the training covers is core kind of skills that you need in life, really, around kind of understanding how adults learn, and we help you to understand yourself and how you learn and what your preferences are. We also introduce you to different skills around communication and building rapport. And as Jim said, you know, kind of we've had feedback that people are feeling that it's helping them in their personal lives to deal with people and to be more understanding. We go through kind of as a mentor on the programme all the different types of questioning techniques, and to practice questioning techniques as well, and to be able to give feedback with one another. And we use particular well-used mentor and coaching models and techniques. One of the models that we use is the GROW model, which is an acronym which stands for kind of building around goal, reality, options and a way forward. So that's a helpful model to use when you're kind of working with your mentor to make sure that you kind of get there kind of like with them with their life skills and so on and help them. We also kind of look when we are kind of designing the program as well to help you kind of like go through other training programs as well around safeguarding and skill building as well. So once we have you, we kind of encourage you and build you into becoming a very experienced mentor to work with people in the community.
And over what sort of period of time does this training take place? Is it flexible depending on your trainee, or is it a fixed period of time?
We've got actually two training sessions coming up in the near future. We've got a 5-week training programme starting on the 1st of February on a Wednesday evening for 2.5 hours, held locally in Spennymoor, if anybody would like to sign up for that. And that's over 5 weeks. Or alternatively, if working on an evening isn't for you, then we've got a 2-day programme designed on the March the 21st and March the 22nd. So all you need to do is get in touch with us with your interest if you would like to become a community peer mentor, and we can make sure that you get a place on one of those programmes. And I look forward to working with you and transferring the skills over to you to become a mentor on our programme.
Can we summarise what we've covered thus far, Jim? If you could give us a resume of what you were saying, an introduction to what peer mentoring is, and then again a very brief resume from Susan about what we can do to be involved, and then contact details.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
So the Community Peer Mentor Project is about helping vulnerable and isolated people who have either had problems with neighbourly disputes or have been the victims of crime, and that the Police and Crime Commissioner, Mr Hogg, wants to help support people to get them back into society. So we need volunteers from all sorts of background to do our training and then support these individuals. We have people who are, our oldest mentor is in his 70s and our youngest is in their 20s. We have barristers, we've had doctors, we've got nurses, social workers, and we've also got people who are in recovery from alcohol and drug misuse, or have been through domestic violence or sexual abuse, because they have those life experiences. And we have people who have been through the criminal justice system, and we don't judge anybody because we want people with life experiences. And what we found is, as these people work together, they build their own community within the mentors, but that means they can help lots of people in the community to get back to some form of normality of life. And that's really what we're all about, and it's very, very rewarding. It's makes it easy getting up in the morning when you enjoy what you're doing.
So Susan, then, how can I or volunteers listening perhaps think, yes, this is definitely for me? What can our listeners do right now?
Yeah, very much so. Kind of ring our number in the office, based at Darlington. But as Jim said, we have got an outreach venue that we work in Bishop Auckland as well. But at the moment, ring our telephone number, our landline number, 01325 405 565. I'll repeat that again. It's 01325 405 565. Give us a ring and we are happy to take your details, kind of work with you and offer you kind of either of our new training programs that are going out in the not too distant future, starting on the 1st of February, or if you prefer during the day, that one is on the 21st and 22nd of March. But just to expand on Jim's point about working with people, our current community peer mentors, we have quite a number who are unemployed, and what they're finding is that it's helping them with their own CV building and helping them give them experience to actually get jobs. And I've actually got some real success stories where people have come on our training and actually helped themselves kind of get a job for themselves as well through our training and the life skills that they're learning. So it's a win-win situation, really.
It is,
kind
yeah.
of being becoming a community peer mentor. And Jim and I would love to work with you if you would like to become involved. Please just ring that number and get in touch with us.
And just a sort of a couple of admin-y points, just in case somebody's wondering. First of all, when you go out to meet clients, you always work in pairs, so there's that support, so you can feed off each other and support each other. It also helps with the fact if somebody's on holiday, then there's always somebody who knows the client. But also we offer additional training through the local Children's Safeguarding Board, and also through the Police and Crime Commissioner, and also through Durham County Council. They've been brilliant, and certainly Joy Allen's support and Mr Hogg has been great. But we if people are using their own car, we will pay mileage, We'll help people get from A to B. We will do anything to support our mentors because they're the backbone of this project and they're very important to us. So they become part of our team and we look after them as best as we can.
Excellent. Well, can I just take this opportunity to say thank you both very, very much for finding time to come in and chat with us here at Bishop FM. Yeah, yeah. So
it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Gary.
It's been an absolute pleasure and looking forward to kind of working with people if you'd like to become involved.
Jim Cunningham, thank you very much indeed. And Susan Abson from the Peer Mentoring Project in Bishop Auckland.